This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Jimmy Breslin almost needs no introduction. He's been the consummate New York newsman for half a century, writing for the New York Post and Daily News, and most recently, Newsday. His latest book, The Good Rat, tells the story of Burton Kaplan, an informer who brought down the notorious mafia cops, two New York police detectives who had a lucrative sideline in contract killings for the mob. In the spirit of the book, we were eager to meet Jimmy Breslin at one of his old haunts, the Cafe Palermo, on Mulberry Street in Little Italy. John Gotti once had a clubhouse not far from here, but cafe owner, baby John DeLutro, says you don't see any wise guys in the neighborhood these days.
Nah, those days are over. But Little Italy's changed. It's all tourists. It's all tourists. If it wasn't for the tourists, we'd be out of business, put it that way.
We got a round of espressos and an order of the Palermo's famous cannolis while we waited for Jimmy Breslin, who finally appeared out of the bitingly cold New York winter afternoon with only a polar fleece pullover for warmth. Baby John DeLutro had a little problem with that title of the new book, The Good Rat.
How many years I know you? Since when is there a good rat?
There ain't
a good rat. Oh, be careful.
We settled in around a table. Breslin autographed a book for his old friend Baby John and ordered a double decaf espresso. He's been writing about the mafia for years. He even got beaten up once by a mobster who took issue with one of his articles. But as Jimmy Breslin told me, as crooked as those guys were, they never committed the greatest crime of all, being boring.
That's punishable with long terms in a penitentiary.
Now, the good rat of Breslin's title was a man called Burton Kaplan, and he was anything but boring. When he wasn't arranging mafia hits, he was running garment business scams, shipping hair grease to Africa, and selling Peruvian passports to Hong Kong. But Burton Kaplan wasn't the original subject of this book. Jimmy Breslin's publisher had sent him to the federal courthouse in Brooklyn to interview the two corrupt cops that Kaplan had ratted on.
And I hated them. Now I go into the court and I say, I'm going to have to spend 6 months doing this. I can't do it. I'll call at lunchtime. I'll go over and call the publisher and tell them, forget it. We'll see if we can find something else.
You hadn't heard of these guys before?
I heard everything I wanted to know about them. With this, the door opened and the prosecution started its case with a witness. He sits down. What's your name? Burton Kaplan. I said, what the hell is this? And the Jewish guy. And they ask him, are you in the mafia? He says, no, I can't be. I'm Jewish. I go, well, this guy's out of the... this is great. And he said, have you ever committed any crimes? And he, with a straight face, he had a shirt and tie, glasses, he blinked a little bit, middle-aged businessman type, like I did see him in the garment center. Have you committed any crimes? Murder, manslaughter, assault, kidnapping, selling Peruvian passports, cocaine, heroin, and everything but killing babies. I said, oh, my Lord, what is this? This is Dostoevsky. That's the one word that came into my mind.
And I think you compared him to Raskolnikov.
I go over. Well, I would have, if I had a chance, I'd go over to the diner at lunchtime, and Benita Stein, who's a lovely
woman.
Who was
one of the defense attorneys, right?
Defense attorney, comes up to me and says, what do you think of the witness? And I'm about to mention Dostoevsky, and she says, Raskolnikov, and walked away. And that's what he was. And that's what he is. He's the best... The best.
But he thought he would never be a rat, right?
No, he was for a time. All attorneys that anybody ever did business with him said he was the strongest proponent of omerta, the Italian. All the Italians were ratting each other out, were talking. You couldn't keep them quiet. Bert Kaplan held the line. He wouldn't talk. Wouldn't talk at all. And Mark Feldman, the district attorney, went in and said, what are we about? What is this about? What are you, the only honest man, the only real man who'll stand up? And Kaplan says, I can do my time, you know.
But then
eventually turned him.
It took him, I believe, 4 days to testify, right?
Okay, he could have gone a month. Don't worry about him.
And they got, he gave up eight different
everything,
murders
everything
that
they
these
wanted,
two cops had committed.
Up, sure. He could have gone longer. Couldn't get him on it. Anything he says is right. I mean, he separates salt from pepper when he's talking. Just perfect. Don't worry about him. And they would make a mistake. The lawyer's trying to get at him. Defense, wrong counselor. Wrong again, counselor. He correct them.
Why'd you call him the good rat?
Well, it's just everybody. He said himself, I'm a rat. That's what I am. I'm a rat. He was a good rat for society. It's just a phrase. It's a good phrase. What are you questioning my taste? There's nothing like him. Nothing. You got to go back to St. Petersburg, Russia, to find the guy in this league.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you. It really has. Thank you so much.